This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
It is happening again this year, the Fly-In Pig Barbecue Competition back in Myrtle Creek. Ted Romas, one of the organizers on Ted, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle.
So you are set for this Saturday and Sunday. It looks like a lot's going to be going on. Tell us about it.
Yes, we are fully set. The event was so successful last year, the first ever Flying Pig Barbecue competition, that organizers and community decided to move forward and have another one, much to the satisfaction and agreement of even more barbecue competitors this year. We're up to, I think, 20 for this weekend.
Wow. So explain kind of the format. Now, you guys are also, the name is Fly-In Pig, and that's because you're at the Myrtle Creek Airport.
That's correct. Fly-In Pig at the Myrtle Creek Airport, there's a lot of room down there, for one thing, for a venue like this, an event, and the city owns the airport property and graciously allowed us to use it for this activity. And it's also an opportunity for us to promote airport activity. We're going to bring in the Young Eagles. Are going to come in with a few planes and maybe offer some plane rides. So it's a nice connection between the city and the community. And it's also a sanctioned barbecue event by the Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association. So it is it has a lot of outreach regarding the competitors who are there to earn prizes and toward future returns they get from the Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association regarding recognition of their barbecue activity.
So you're going to have all these people show up both days. Kind of take us through what happens each day.
Well, okay. I'm glad to do that. The competition between the barbecuers involves categories including brisket, ribs, pork butt, and chicken. And so the competitors arrive, they set up, they get organized. That's just a small part of the whole activity, actually, but a primary part of it. They set up and they fire up their barbecues and prepare their meats and get them going. And then on Saturday, they offer samples to anyone who comes by. The whole event is operated via a token system, where people come in, pay a small entry fee, parking is free, and they buy tokens and they use the tokens in exchange for food and beverages. And so they circulate around the competitors and taste their wares and enjoy the many other activities that are occurring there this weekend. And then on Sunday, there's official judging, and prizes are awarded, many prizes, including, best in show. And it's very competitive, and it's a lot of fun and very tasty items. In addition, this year something new is there's some live fire barbecuing that's going to take place, involving some really different kinds of animals, I think including even an alligator.
Wow. And I understand you've got some live music out there and craft beers and more as well.
Well, we do. We have the music. It actually, Saturday is Armed Forces Day, so we're going to have a veterans tribute to begin with, the national anthem. And then music at 12 to 2 by the Sunny Sky Boys with special guest star Fiddling Allie Lindley. We're playing bluegrass, western swing, and hillbilly jazz. Then an hour of Levi Chase Melendez, who's a singer-guitarist, followed by We're Not Elvis, also known these days as Borrowed Time, from 4 to 7. And then voting for the People's Choice Awards, barbecue sampling ends at 8 p.m., the grounds close. Sunday, barbecue sampling from 10 to 4. At 11 to 2, the barbecue competitors turn in their items for judging. 12 to 4 is live music by a group out of Bend called Used to Do, with playing Roots Country and Bluegrass, and awards presentation from 4 to 5, and then the event closes.
Wow. It looks like a fun weekend out there. Where do you find these barbecue competitors? Are they from this area, or are they from all further out?
Well, as I mentioned, this event is fully sanctioned by the Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association. And so these people are committed, dedicated, passionate about their barbecuing. And so they are involved with all of the activities, all of the events that take place through with the Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association, all up and down Pacific Northwest, of course, as the name refers. So they sign up through that organization to go to these various events and compete in the interest of, as I said, winning trophies, prizes, and points toward the future competitions.
Wow. And you've got vintage aircraft that are going to be on display as well, right?
We expect many fly-in activities, mostly, of course, small engine aircraft, small airport. But the Young Eagles are actually, as I mentioned, going to be there and perhaps give an opportunity for a limited number of people to take maybe their first ever airplane ride, particularly youngsters. But there's also many other new activities this year on the grounds. We have about 40 vendors participating, of various vendors, and a really nice kid zone being set up by sponsored by the Riddle Roots organization, Safe Zone for Kids, Sensory Area, and some of the newest activities not there last year include an opportunity for people to take a camel ride. There's actually going to be camels on site, axe throwing, a climbing wall, mechanical bull ride, and a wildlife safari booth.
Wow. So a lot happening out there. What is the admission to get in?
$5.
And then that gets you in for whichever day you're there, and you get to check all of this out. It sounds like it's going to be a big weekend down there. Anything else people ought to know?
Just come on down and enjoy the fun. You know, there's always a threat of rain in our area this time of year, but this is a Pacific Northwest Barbecue Association sponsored event. And so the words Pacific Northwest kind of lean themselves towards people aren't afraid of rain down here.
All right. Perfect. All right, Ted Rummus from the Fly-In Pig Barbecue Competition, again in Myrtle Creek, Saturday and Sunday out at the airport. Ted, thanks for being on this morning.
You're more than welcome. Thank you, Kyle.
8:40 at the Morning Report.